Great. Take your seats, please. Now, I'm thinking about gifts and about presents. And I've got here some presents that I've had from previous birthdays and Christmases. Let's see what we've got. Oh, this is a good one. Look. Big puzzle. 1,500 pieces. What else have we got in here? Ooh, box of chocolates. Ooh, what else have we got in here? Ooh, pair of trousers. Where did they come from? Joe Brown's. Oh, wonder who gave me those. There we go, pair of trousers. What else have we got here? Ooh, something at the very bottom. Ah, a pair of socks. Look, been given those as well. Look, there they are. And what else? Other gifts and presents. Here we go. Look at this. Friends and family organizer. Can't imagine why anybody thought we might need one of those. I really can't imagine anyone's done that up there like that. There we go. Oh, and what else? What else have we got here? Oh, another present I've had. The battleship, the USSS New Jersey. Perhaps some of you can remember that. There. Look at all these presents. These gifts that I've had, these are all good gifts. Now, I wonder, can any of you tell me what makes these good presents? What makes these into really good presents? What do you think makes them into really good presents? They might be cool. Oh, yeah, they might be cool. I think the trousers would be especially cool. And the socks. I think they'd go well together, don't you? Yes. What do you think, Johnny? What would make them good presents? What's good presents? Because they're in a wrapper. Because they were wrapped up. Yeah, good way of putting it. Yes, and presented nicely. Yeah, nicely presented. That's a good present. Yes, Sarah? Ah, because somebody thought carefully about what to get that might be suitable or appropriate. That's right. Can you think of anything else that makes something a good present? Anything else? Something you wanted. That's right. Sophie, what do you think make a good present? Because a family gave it to you, people who love you and know you. Yes, what do you think make good presents? Because people want to make you happy. All kinds of things make a good present, don't they? I'm going to choose three particular things that make a present good. A present is good because it actually is useful or good or helpful or does something that you want or you need. Perhaps like our family organizer, yeah? Or something you will enjoy, like the chocolate or the puzzle. That's one thing that makes a present good. It's actually what you need or want that does something for you. Something else that might make a present good is what it costs the person to give it to you. Because they love you, they've given you, they've maybe spent the money or made the effort to get exactly the right present. And the third thing, we're going to find out. But a present is a good one if it actually does something you need or something that you want. Now, the Bible is full of presents. There are presents all the way through the Bible. People give presents to each other all the time. But we remember, don't we, at Christmas time, how wise men gave their presents to the baby Jesus. You can remember what those presents were? Any of the children remember what those presents were? Yeah? Matthew, what were the presents? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What are they then? Oh, we know what gold is, don't we? We know what gold is. What's frankincense and myrrh? Myrrh. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Johnny?
A kind of spice.
One of the things they did was put it on dead bodies. Yes, myrrh is a kind of spice and used as a medicine. And frankincense? Yeah, anybody explain that, Wesley? Or okay. It's a perfume, that's right. It's a perfume. Now, sometimes we use those gifts as helpful reminders of who Jesus was. Gold for a king, frankincense for God, myrrh for a sacrifice. And that's a thing we can do. But of course, that probably wasn't really what they were thinking in those days. To be honest, the wise men themselves, or even Matthew when he wrote the story, probably wasn't thinking that. The reason that they brought those gifts to Jesus was probably because they would be very valuable and they would be very useful. Because you know what Jesus had to do next, don't you? After that, soon after he was born, what did his family have to do? Can anybody tell us? Johnny, do you know? They had to run away. That's right. Can you remember where they went to? You can't remember. Is anybody? Do you know, Adam? Where did they have to run away to get away from the evil king? Egypt, that's right. And we all know it's very expensive to go to Egypt, don't we? So, to have those things would have been very, very useful, very, very valuable, something that they needed. But do you think that those gifts were very expensive for the wise men themselves? I don't think so. I don't think it was a huge sacrifice for them, because probably they were quite rich if they'd made a journey like that. So although it was a valuable gift, it hadn't cost the wise men that much to give it. Perhaps they were sparing their time from their busy schedules was more important to them. But then we read about another gift in the Bible, didn't we? That story of that little old lady in the temple many years later. Did any of you notice how much money that little old lady in the story that I read put in the temple? Do you notice, Johnny? Did you? Anyone else notice? Can you tell us, Johnny? Two coins, just like the equivalent of two pennies. That's all she put in. That's right, two tiny pennies. But Jesus said that she had put in more than all the rich people put together. She had put in more. Her two little pennies were worth more to God than all of the rich men's gold, because it had cost her so much. It was all that she had to spare. And that is what made it valuable to God. We need to remember that when we try to be generous, when perhaps we make gifts to Tear Fund or something like that, that we did today when we're trying to help people. The world is very big. It's full of needs, isn't it? And perhaps we think, well, there's no point me doing my little bit to try and help. The only people who can make any difference will be governments and billionaires and people like Bill Gates and people like that. They're the only people who can make any difference. But we'd be wrong if we thought that. God doesn't care how big the gift is. He sees what it actually costs us. So a billionaire might give 50 million to a project and it all be wasted. It could even make things worse in the wrong hands. But because God can see the 950 million that he's kept for himself, he's not interested in the 50. But you might give just £5 to help, say, people in Nepal, but that's all you've got to spare. But because God knows that you don't have much to start with, that £5 is more valuable to God than the millionaire's $50 million. So God decides to use that to provide medicines to save the life of one little girl. And she grows up, and she studies, she goes to university, she learns, she eventually becomes prime minister of her country, and God uses her to change the whole nation. So that £5 was worth more than £50 million. What makes it a good gift in God's eyes is not how much it was, but also how much is left. And then the third thing that makes a gift a good gift. Now have a look at these here. And tell me if you can see anything that they have in common. Anything that they have in common, these gifts. They look very different, don't they? But can you see what they've got in common. Johnny's hand's been up a lot. Can anyone else guess what they've got in common? Yes, Martin. They've never been used. That's right. I haven't actually opened or used any of these gifts that were given to me so kindly. Now, there are good reasons for some of that. I mean, I think these trousers, stylish as they are really a bit more for summer, for spring perhaps, than for winter. I'll wear them, I'm sure. The jigsaw puzzle. Now, the jigsaw puzzle needed a clear table. And now we've got one. So we'll start that next week. Chocolates, obviously, their lifespan is very limited. And these socks, I can wear them next week. Family and friends, I don't need an organiser. I don't need organising. I'm a little bit worried about the battleship USS New Jersey, I have to say. She has been in my cupboard for 9 years now. So anyway, we'll see. If I ever have another sabbatical, we'll find out. Most of those gifts, in the end, will get opened and used before long. And that's important. Because however much it costs the giver, and however good it is for me, if a gift is never received, if a gift is never opened and used, then it's not been much good for anyone, has it? Except that perhaps the person who sold it. Christmas time is the time of the greatest gift. The time when God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son so that whoever believed in him, whoever received the gift with thanksgiving and used the present and opened it, whoever believed in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. The gift of Jesus is the greatest gift ever given. First, because it's what we really, really need. Out of everything in this whole wide world that we might want, even more important than food or clothes or a house, the thing we need most of all is to know the love of God. We need him as our Father because there's more to life than just this world and stuff like this. We've got an eternity to think about. An eternity to prepare for and be ready for. We need to get rid of some of that rubbish that keeps us away from it. We need to be forgiven for our sins. We need to know that God is there to supply us and help us and sustain us. And that's what Jesus does for us by living and dying and rising again as God's gift to mankind. And it's the greatest gift, secondly, because it came at the greatest cost to the giver. It came because God loved us. He served us so much that he gave us his Son. It was the most painful and terrible sacrifice he'd ever made. It really did cost him to do this. Don't think that because he is God, he could never really suffer or lose anything. Exactly the opposite is true. Because he is God, it cost him even more to give his life for us. Far more than we can ever know. But you know, it may be the greatest gift, and he may be the greatest giver, but if we don't receive the gift for ourselves, then it's no use at all to us. As far as we're concerned, he may as well not have bothered. Now, I wonder, do any of us have an unopened gift on our shelf? Is there a gift that we should have opened but haven't yet? Is Jesus for us a bit like my trousers forgotten at the bottom of a drawer somewhere? Are you saying, oh well, we'll wait for the right time, like we're saying with our jigsaw puzzle here? Or are you thinking, you know, this ain't ever going to happen. Rather like USS New Jersey. Well, don't. This is the greatest gift ever given. So do not forget it. Do not put it off. Do not leave Jesus at the bottom of your cupboard. Unwrap the gift. Open it and use it. It's the gift that God has for you this Christmas, and it's the gift of life.